The Department of Justice announced October 30th that U.S. Marshals have recovered 27 missing children through a rescue operation in Virginia. Hear the details of the rescue mission after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Operation Find Our Children, a five-day undertaking, is the latest in a string of initiatives led by the U.S. Marshals Service to reunite endangered and missing children across the country with their parents and legal guardians. Similar missions took place in September and early October. One of those included a mission in Ohio, Operation Safety Net, which rescued 25 children from human trafficking. According to a report from Fox News, more than 60 investigators were involved in Operation Find Our Children, with a team helmed by U.S. Marshals from the Eastern and Western Districts of Virginia. Nick Prophet, who works for the Eastern District, said, "This operation brought together a formidable team that was, and is, determined to come to the aid of youth and bring justice to those among us that choose to prey on those vulnerable children." In addition to the 27 rescued, the service located 6 other children who were found to be in the custody of their legal guardians. Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen pointed out that although the Virginia operation is the latest effort to recover endangered and missing children, the U.S. Marshals Service has this year recovered more than 450 kids in Georgia, Ohio, Indiana, Louisiana, and other states across the U.S. Every agency on this team looks for the day when no person is bought and sold in Ohio, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said. He added a warning to predators and pedophiles: don't buy sex in Ohio. For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.